Well, what did this do to the community, the black and white community? What?
Well,
they were still segregated.
Yeah, then because they'd just come up together,
mm-hmm.
and there was no racial trouble down there then. Of course, since I've been here, there has been racial trouble.
Mm-hmm. What kind of trouble?
Well, the white girls running after the colored men, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I want to know the truth.
Well,
truth works.
And now that's just what they said. And two had colored faces.
Mm-hmm.
Two white girls had colored faces.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But now, when they did the big march, the bus rides in Birmingham, did y'all hear a lot about that?
Oh, yeah, we heard a lot about it. I tell you, we just got so disgusted, we would cut it off just a lot of times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How you just get
tired of it.
Just and get, you just get up to here. You don't.
Well, was it as bad as everybody, as okay, so, did the media blow it out of proportion? Would it have blown over if the media was not on top of it and
They didn't do like they do just like they do now. They just blow everything, you know how
it exploded.
Just and you just got disgusted with it. Of course, we read it and we would see it and different things. But as I said, we just got
tired of it.
Got tired. You know,
yeah.
You just get tired of things.
Okay.
But I have had different colored, say colored, but I'm so supposed, but say black on them. Worked for me, and I never had any trouble with them. I've got a clear conscience. I always paid them fairly. Paid them for what I felt like it was worth. And I had some good black friends. And when Poet died, a Ruby had called up the house and asked if I was at the funeral home. And I don't know who answered. I told them no, I was not. So, of course, I was getting ready to go. I went on down a few minutes. But she said, I didn't want to be down when you come. I said, Ruby. Of course, I just grabbed her and hugged her, and I got some ugly looks. But I didn't care. I loved Ruby. And she loved Hoyt. And she was so good. She said, you know, she said, I've learned more Bible. More about the Bible since I've been staying with your mother than I have in all my years. And she had 11 children. Well, she raised 12 because she raised one grandchild. And she'd always gone to church. She was a good Christian. But mother had this well, it had the tapes from the Bible,
mm-hmm.
The records then. It wasn't on tape, it was on record. And she got the whole, that's what we get, you know, the Bible. That's what Mother wanted. That's all Mother was interested in. She wasn't interested. Of course, we could have got anything else, but that's what she wanted. And Ruby played that far, and that's what she found out, that, you know, because they could pronounce the words, and Ruby said they just some words that I've learned to pronounce, she said, in the Bible that I didn't know how to pronounce or anything. She says it's meant so much to me. They'd come in a box about so big square, and the, I don't know how many records there's in records. And then I'd bring them back and forth from the post office. It didn't cost us anything to send them.
Yeah.
That was from the blind in Talladega. And it was just wonderful. And then Martha and Doc bought the New Testament on that. And so we enjoyed that. Because this machine was so flying, it was just like someone speaking right there in the room. So.
Okay, now, being a woman, did you, through the years, from, you know, from when you were born, childhood, teenager, young married, a store owner, what differences did you see in the way women were treated and men were treated as far as their equality?
Well, in fact, when boys was taught to respect women, why, they was treated nicely. But now, they're not, because, well, I know the women's a lot to blame. But if a child's not taught at home to know these things, they're not going to know them, are they?
Okay, what about women for centuries now have tried to get equality as far as in the workplace and get men to treat them equal and get equal pay for the work that they do?
Well, I think they should have equal pay. But I've known some women that was smarter than any men I've ever known. We have one right here.
Now, how did you feel? Did you ever run across a situation where you were treated unfairly or different because you were a woman instead of a man, like maybe when you went to vote or something like that?
No, I never have been. If I was mistreated, I didn't have sense enough to know it.
What do you think the ideal, the woman's place was? What is a woman's place?
Well, I think that a woman has just as much right to work as a man. But I think when the woman works, the man should help in the house.
Most definitely. Now, when you were a teenager, when you got married, how did you feel about it then?
How did what?
When you were a teenager, when you were younger and you got married, what did you think a woman's place was then? Now, that's before that women really started working a whole lot. And
well, my sister-in-laws had all worked. They was all teachers. So I guess I didn't think anything about it either.
Okay. Looking back on your life, what period do you think of as your happiest and your most fulfilling period?
My happiest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had 41 years of marriage, and we were very happy from the day we married until the day we died. And it's mighty hard to give them up.
Yeah. Tell me a few of the happy things, the happiest things that you remember, the special things that you and Hoyt did.
Well, we always went to church together. We didn't go to other things much. We didn't have the money out. So we just didn't go. He didn't care about it, and I didn't either.
So what would y'all do when y'all were at home? What would y'all do?
Well, we read, or we watched television, or we talked. And we always had a big time around the table after we got through the meal. Right. And we always sat and talked for a long time. The children, their daddy, enjoyed football. I didn't enjoy football. I still don't enjoy it. I didn't watch it. When they watched football, I usually got me a book and went to bed.
Now, I know y'all always had a garden, and y'all always had your special flower gardens. Did y'all do that together?
And we worked in the garden together. We tanned together. Well, we would just, as Ada said, Ada says, I used to think y'all were so selfish. I said, I said, you didn't want to be one of us. You know, and she did resent it, naturally, for a while. Mm-hmm. But we was happy. And H.M. was, I remember the first day he taught school, I think it was the first day, it might have been the first week, but he came home and said, I want to thank y'all for teaching me to mine and making me mine. He'd had trouble at school that day. This boy had not wanted, wouldn't, told H.M., he said, well, you won't whip me. And H.M. said, I will or you'll go home.
Sounds about right.
He said, you'll do one or the other. Why, he said, my daddy and mother don't whip me. He said, that doesn't make any difference to me. You're going to do what I say do or you're going home. So that's when he come home and told us he appreciated us teaching him to mind and making him mind.
What, trying to think of special things. What kind of things did y'all do? Did y'all ever do anything like really special, like go on a trip, just the two of y'all, like a honeymoon? Or
we didn't take any honeymoon. We didn't have any money.
But did y'all go on a special trip or anything later, just the two of y'all together somewhere fun?
Oh, well, we always took them after we got where we could afford it. We always took a week off and went fishing.
Went fishing?
We went fishing. We used to go to Ossawinpa over here at Gunnersville, out from Gunnersville. And we'd rent a cabin for a week. And we'd go fishing. We enjoyed fishing. And so I know one year, a friend of ours, they got a cabin. And we'd always been friends, and we was friends, and Hoyt caught a big old turtle, a 19-pound turtle, and they made out like they wanted that turtle to eat, and Miss Pritchett and I fixed it, and then they took a little bitsy piece each one of them. I felt like cramming down their throat.
They were just messing with you guys, huh?
But we always, and sometimes, now one time, I know Edith and Peggy came, and, well, that was when we stayed out at the park there. We stayed out there a week one time. And they came. Spent 2 days, one night, 2 days, and we enjoyed that, of course, having them. And I don't remember whether they was ever off at the time they could come, and we stayed. I don't know how many summers we spent at Austin Winter.
That was the place.
But this man and his wife run this place, and it was nice. They didn't allow any drinking. And carrying on at any time. It was mostly just for couples, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Hoyt died, it was a really, really difficult period for you. How did you adjust, and how did that change your life? Because, I mean, he was a wonderful man and had to change your entire existence. How did you do it?
By prayer. That's the only way you can. Prayer and the prayer of my friends. I stayed 18 years by myself. And I wasn't happy, but I wasn't unhappy. Because our life had been so much together, you know, that it was just. But the children have both been wonderful. And I couldn't love them any better as my own.
If you had to give some advice to a parent that was going to be a step-parent, what would it be?
Advice for?
If you were going to give advice to the parents of today on raising children, what would you tell them?
Teach them to work and teach them to respect older people. you know, they cheering comes in up here.